This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I want to get back to 3 liters a day.
One, two. I had a couple of days last week where I didn't drink as much water as I normally do.
Yeah.
And I really felt the difference.
Yeah.
Really felt it. So
drink your water.
Well, I remember when I used to start, when I started drinking 3 liters a day, and I was like, whoa, I'm so energized. The downside is you piss a lot. But it's that nice when you see a clear piss and you're like, oh, oh.
I've heard this is good.
Yeah.
I've heard the clear piss is good, so I'm on the right track.
Are we on now? Because that was quite good chat.
I think that'll be like... that'll be the little preamble. That'll be the preamble. You know?
Yeah.
Welcome to Drum and Drummer, a podcast focused on drums, drumming and drummers. I'm George Pickering and that's Ben Winty, and we are both professional drummers in this business we call music. So stick around and join us as we pass the time whilst trying to stay in time.
Janine.
Yeah.
What do you want on?
Blade.
Yeah.
I'm just watching Wesley Snipes just going mental in a club, pouring with blood through the sprinklers. Welcome to Drum and Drummer.
Welcome. I didn't know what was coming. I thought it was going to be something German.
Do you know what? Willkommen was running through my head.
Yeah.
But I thought, I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not German.
So it's actually a shock to get a normal welcome to Drum and Drummer.
Welcome to Drummer. Straight in, George. How was your birthday?
Yeah, it was good. Not the best, not the worst.
Right.
I had COVID.
Yes.
So last time we recorded was last Monday, and I was not well. As you can hear in the episode, I sounded awful.
When I was editing, I was like, oh, he sounds worse now than when... I thought I was chatting to you.
It's ridiculous. I think I listened back to like the audiograms. I was like, I'm so sorry.
I was like, have I got a filter on a plug-in or something? A COVID filter.
It wasn't good. But then I think Wednesday night, the night before my birthday, I'd made some gingerbread because it's, you know, it's winter.
That's what you do.
And I like bacon, you know? So I made some gingerbread and I was like, this is no flavor to it whatsoever. And then Elfie was like, no, it's all right. And I was like, no, it's not good. And then she was like, maybe you've got COVID. I was like, maybe I do have COVID. So I did a test. And like, as soon as I, you know, put the little liquid in the thing, it was two lines pretty much immediately. I was like, fuck. So this is the night before my birthday. And as we know, I'd had some plans. I had some plans for the day.
And
I
wasn't stuff on it.
Breakfast, bowling, gig, drinks. But I wasn't really going to do anything anyway because I was like, it's 29. I'll wait till the 30th next year and save it for that. But a friend of mine was like, no, you got to do something. I was like, all right, you know. And then, but I hate having to organize stuff. But Elfie was quite good at trying to do most of that. But in the end, I had to cancel it all. And then my birthday was, we got some nice food, did a sort of spread.
Mm-hmm.
And watched Lord of the Rings, the second, you know, because I haven't seen any films. So we started the second one. But I was a bit, because I had COVID, I was a bit sort of out of it. So I was trying to keep up with what was going on. And it's like, it's a 4-hour film, you know, the unedited whatever version. And I was like, this is a lot. But yeah, I mean, it was a nice birthday, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And it was raining and horrible all day, so I was kind of like, well,
it's not perfect the worst to stay in it and
not the worst thing to be indoors. But But yeah, that was my
birthday.
Just briefly
talk me through the spread.
Let's talk spread. So, I mean, it was just a classic. We had some cheese. We had some Stillman. Yeah. And I'm trying to find the picture because I sent you a video. We had some Stilton. I can't remember what other cheeses there were, but there was crackers, obviously. Box of Heroes, Scotch egg, a lot of mini things. You know what I mean? Mini Scotch eggs, mini sausages, spring rolls, mozzarella dippers, deviled eggs.
Oh,
olive.
Yeah, mozzarella dippers. Hello.
Yeah, crisps, dip. You know, just imagine that.
Imagine a party that no one came to.
Exactly. Imagine. Oh, and a whole cake. A whole cake as well.
Was it like a birthday cake?
It was a birthday cake, but it was, you know, like a fresh cream one. And I didn't think about this, but Alfie was like, you got to go to the fridge section if you're getting a cake, because that's where the nice ones are. You don't want one of those
boxed ones where
it's like dry and shit. No, get to the cold bit and get, you know, a cream.
They're in there like
not
the plastic.
Like, not like a cream. Yeah.
They're in the sort of plastic casing, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's like a guy playing football on the icing, and it's like, goal! And I'm like, I'm not 10. I don't want that. But yeah, all in all, you know, an okay birthday. I have to, I will forget this one thing. I had to tell you this one thing, and then we can carry on with the pod. So last night, I was at a sort of gathering, sort of Christmas gathering of the hag do lot. So the stag do, hen do people. And I've got to tell you this. As it happened, I was like, that needs to go on the podcast because that was insane. So we're playing a game. I don't know what the game's called, but what you do is you write three names of famous people and then put them in a bowl. And then there's three teams. And one team, each team basically has a minute to go through the bowl and describe each name they pull out of the hat as well as they can. Have you done this before?
I've done it before, yeah.
So I'll explain it for the listeners. So the first round, you have to pull the names out of the hat and you can explain it as well as you want. You know, you can be like, so one of the names, say, is Shane McGowan. Be like, okay, lead singer from the Pogues, he just died. It's like, okay. So the second round, you only get one word.
Okay.
And so you just
intensifying
have to be like,
the difficulty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the third round, you don't get any words. You just have to do an action. So like one of them was slash. So everyone's doing like air guitar, like, you know, oh, there we go. So the third round, right. So I have to explain. It's so bad. There was in the hat or whatever, the bowl, there was the name Elf. So, you know, the fictional character Elf from the film.
Yes,
Elf.
Yes. Will Ferrell, yes.
And there was also Ian Watkins, right? So there was a baby at this party. Someone had brought their baby along, right? And the baby was dressed as an elf. So it gets to the action round, like, okay, act out or like pointer or, you know, just anything, but you can't use words. And she pulls Elf out of the hat and she just starts pointing at the baby, and then someone goes, Ian Watkins, and it was like, no, really good guess, really good, really dark guess. But no, it's not Ian Watkins. So as that happened, I was like, that's brilliant. I've got to tell Ben that tomorrow. Anyway, that's me done.
Yep.
Well, you take over.
Move on from horrendous crimes.
The worst crime ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Awful. Awful stuff. Yeah. Right. So I'm not going to talk about my dad too much. But I do want to, you know, I spoke about it quite a bit last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, from that, we've had a lot of nice messages from people, you know, directly, you know, DM'd on the gram, and people. So just, you know, thanks to all those people who have messaged and commented, and seems to have resonated a bit, which is nice, you know.
Yeah,
with people. But we got a series of emails from Roger.
Yeah.
AKA the Jolly Roger. I'm just bringing them up now on my telephone. I have four emails in total. weren't there?
Yeah, there were.
You know, Rogers, he emailed one address to myself, you know, about my dad and some recent loss he's had. And I won't read the whole thing, but very much appreciate your email in, Jolly Roger. You know, and he finished up with, people do listen to the pod and your banter provides a lot of smiles on a lot of faces. Mm. So thank you very much for emailing in. He also messaged one address to you, George.
Yeah, that was nice.
I'll read a bit more of this one. I've started going to a lot of gigs because you've been going to gigs like nobody's business.
Loads of gigs.
It's probably where you got COVID.
It's hanging out with all them people. Where I got COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Roger says he's over 50 now, but it doesn't stop him from moshing with the best of them. In fact, he caught COVID at a gig in 2021. He says, George, your taste in music sounds similar to mine. I would like to offer you some suggestions of bands from the south of England. Roger's up in Scotland. Skinny Lister.
Mm.
Have you heard of them?
I feel like I have.
I've heard of them because they, pretty sure they were on the same label as Auction Thief.
Ah.
They were on Extra Mile when we were on. Never saw them, but heard very good things.
Mm.
Barstool Preachers.
I've heard of them as well.
I've not heard of them.
It's just the name.
He thinks they're from Brighton. And the Popes of Chilitown.
Haven't heard of them.
I have heard of them because I'm pretty sure about 10 years ago, not long when I actually moved down to Portsmouth, was that 12 years ago, Ox's band, Zegama Beach, did like a little local tour of the South.
Yeah.
Supported by Popes of Chilitown.
There you go.
So I have heard of them, not seen them, but he's given you some...
Yeah, I'll pop them on the list. Thank
some
you,
suggestions.
Roger.
But also Roger's emailed in with some kit picks.
Yes, which is what we asked for.
Which we did ask for, so thank you very much. And he sent in a couple of pictures of his electric kit. Have you got them to hand,
sorry,
George?
No.
No.
I'm on it. Are they still just in our... Oh, fuck. Have you
put
them in a folder?
I did file them. I put them in listeners' emails, the folder, right. Listeners' emails. Would you want me to WhatsApp to them?
No, I'm on it, boy.
No?
I'm on it, boy.
You on it?
Got it.
So we've got an Alesis electric kit.
Yep.
Four toms.
Yeah, I love it.
Four tom pads. You know, big mesh snare pad. What's he got there? Oh, fucking email. No, not email. What am I doing? He's got four cymbal hi-hat, looks like two crashes and a ride. I also noticed there's a bass guitar and a guitar kicking around as well.
Background.
Yeah, on one of them.
Yeah. There's also a keyboard.
There's a piano, keyboard. Yeah. There's a cajon.
There is a cajon.
There's a drum, there's a practice pad. But what I will say...
And he's all kitted out.
What I will say, I think that's a lovely tom. The ergonomics of the toms is lovely.
Yeah.
That's a very smooth.
It is smooth.
So that looks to me, that looks like a pretty solid setup. But yeah, thanks for sending
it's
it.
It's hard to do that with an electronic kit. Get all the toms in a nice place because it is different.
It is, yeah. I think so. If I was going to have a gripe, it would be the crash on the left. I think that's more a restriction of the stands rather than positioning. Maybe get a separate boom stand for that and get it a little bit less over the first rack tom. A lovely smooth tom set up.
It's just lovely kit.
He's also got the snare on an actual snare stand.
Yep.
That to me is a baller move. That's a pro move. That. Don't use the rack for that.
No.
You know?
Yeah, that's
get
a
it on a
changer.
Snare stand. But that looks so
good to me.
Yeah. He's also mentioned he bought that kit through Gumtree. It was almost brand new and half the RRP, recommended retail price. and that's a potential topic you haven't covered yet, where to buy kits and individual pieces.
Yeah.
Something we'll get onto maybe on another episode.
Yeah.
But he's also mentioned about learning drums.
Yes, which is
he
something
he started
spoke
with
about.
The drums earlier this year. He lives in the country, so there were no drum teachers around here. So he signed up to Drumeo. He paid 240 quid for the year. He says it's a lot in one go, but compared to in-person lessons, it's good value. I can use it whenever I want in the evenings and weekend. I find it to have a very good set of lessons to develop individual skills following the beginner classes. He doesn't use the community, but that is a benefit to many people. Thanks again. Regards, the Jolly Roger.
Yeah.
Lovely emails. Thank you very much.
Lovely
for getting
emails.
Thank you for listening. Oh, he did mention he's been listening since episode 8.
Yeah.
So that's coming up to 100 episodes.
I saw that bit and I thought, did he start at episode 8 or did he then go back? Do you know?
Is it like The American Office where people go, don't bother with season one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't just bother start with season two.
Episode 1 to 7 of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't listen to the first 2 months. Rubbish.
But yeah.
But yeah, thanks for getting in touch. And yeah, thanks to everyone else who's messaged or commented about my dad and that. Very much. Very nice and very much appreciated.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of kits.
Yes.
Should we talk about what I've done?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you this, George. I like the little teaser. DPD are on the way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What is he getting? Because it's gear for music. That was a good chance to plug our video as well. The best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, it is. I've seen you play and all that, and I really think that is the best.
It really is. My
that's
God.
All you've, it's all your Ren gig. And I, yeah, no. The,
nah, the delivery thing's better. I got an email from, I just got an email through, and that threw me off. I didn't get an email.
No?
No, I got delivery from DPD. And what is it, you ask? Well, it's silencing shit. That's all I'll say. Obviously, that's not all I'll say. That'd be weird if I just stopped there. I got silent mesh heads for the kit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, for my little practice room I have, because I've talked about it before, and there's sort of, you know, there's a rule, can't play real drums until 5-ish. And
there's only one rule, big beats are the best.
Get high all the time. And so I was like, well, let's look into, you know, how much it is to just be able to play drums all day, you know?
Right, okay, so right. So yeah, you can't play your full set up between certain times.
Yeah.
So you're going, I want to be able to play
big beats
all day.
Yeah.
High all the time. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So
Talk me through your process. I want to know. So you're going, okay, maybe I should get some of this silent shit.
Well,
that we've been banging on about.
Yeah, originally. Yeah, well, exactly. I thought, well, we've talked about it enough. Let me look back into it. So originally, I was just going to get...
talked about it enough, and no one's come forward with sponsorship. Yeah. So I'll have to buy it myself. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So originally, I was just looking at cymbals, and...
little bit of cymbal.
And so. I was like, okay, well, there's Zildjian ones. They're about 350 quid.
The L80s,
yeah,
I believe. Yeah.
I was like, that's a lot. Let's see what you can get for cheaper.
I'm only part-time.
Yeah.
<Let's>.
And on the list of like best cymbals to get, Zildjian's top. But then second place on most things were just Gear for Music silent cymbals. And I was like...
their own brand. Okay.
Their own brand. And I was like, let's look it up. And it is, I think, 100 quid for hi-hat. Well... it's not a ride. It's an 18-inch cymbal and a 16-inch cymbal and then hi-hats.
Undefined.
Undefined. Yeah. And I was like, they'll do.
Why label it?
Why label it?
Yeah,
yeah, why
free.
Put a label on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, let's look into Tomskins as well, you know? And I think it sort of popped up. It was like, do you also want to buy this? And there was a mesh... heads.
People who buy these buy these.
Yeah.
And it really makes sense with that, because sometimes on Amazon it's like you're buying this.
Yeah.
Some other people buy it. Well, what? That's
what other people?
Do you also want
yeah.
a torch?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, I don't.
I'm buying a cheese grater. Why would I need a torch?
Yes.
Not Bear Grylls. So anyway. Your face. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, but it popped up mesh drum head, tom head for 4 quid. And I was like, 4 quid, that's a steal.
4 quid.
And then I looked into it and it was like, oh, you can get a set of 5 mesh heads, add it to the cymbals for 20 quid. And it was all the sort of sizes.
Blimey.
And I was like, oh, hello. So I managed for 120 quid, I've got the 3 cymbals. And then I've managed to reskin the snare, low tom, high tom. Sadly, the kick one was a different size, because I've got an 18-inch kick and it came with a 20-inch mesh head. So what I've done with the kick is just put a load of just oats and shit in there, just sort of mud and dirt and whatever I can find.
Some cabbage.
Yeah.
Fuck off, I'm Clive Owen. It's mental. It's one of my favourite bits. Just oats and shit.
Ben is doing a scene from Extras, in case you're wondering. So, yeah, and I got it all in yesterday or day before. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
The day after I bought it. That's important. And yeah, it's great. It takes a bit of getting used to. It's a bit weird because the hi-hats are a bit, I mean, they don't sound like hi-hats. I mean, they do and they don't. It's hard to explain. They sort of, it's a different feel. But
well, you're going to have to do a nice video.
I will do a nice video. Yeah, it's just nice. It's just nice. I'm like, oh, now I can just play whenever. But also, not just that, but the toms are just the toms now. That's just how they are. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to, if I want to play loud, I'm not going to change the tom head every time. But the kick is fine. It's pretty quiet, but it's fine. Basically, if I want to start playing loud, just get my other snare in. That has a real skin.
Right, yeah.
Change the cymbals out.
You know, I've got questions.
Go on, shoot.
I've got questions. First, how was DPD?
Great. Yeah.
Next day?
Yeah, it was next day. And I didn't think it would be because I ordered on the Friday and it said, oh, if you order with this thing, you'll get it next day. And then it came through. It's like, this will come Monday. And I was like, whoa, what? And they were like, next working day. But then I got another one like, no, it's coming tomorrow. It's like, sweet. Yeah, I got the name of the guy bringing it. I got the
hour window.
Know, you're 35 in the queue. You will be number 65. I was like, great. And I was so excited that I saw the
shut
van
yourself?
Pull up.
No, saw the van pull up.
Huh?
Yeah. I just wondered if you're so excited. You shut yourself.
A little bit. And I was so excited. The van pulled up and I sort of went to my door ready. And he didn't even ring the bell. I sort of opened it. And he was
freak
like,
him out
right,
like that.
Which flat
freak
are
him
you?
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Freak
yeah.
him out. I was like, I saw you coming.
Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Nah.
Yeah. And he was
I can see you on the map.
Yeah.
I know where you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I saw you coming. Yeah. Say his name.
Just as he's coming in, he's just whispering his name. Jason. just out the window. Jason. I don't know if his name is Jason, but
I feel like it's Alistair. Not to out him on here, but thank you, Alistair. And then he took the photo. That's always weird, isn't it? That's a new thing. I mean, not new, but in the last few years, you know, to prove that they've taken it, they take a picture of your legs, you know, and you hold it.
I like to pose.
Do you?
Take a nice one. Don't just go for the mid. Help me hold in the parcel. Let's show off.
Yeah, this is it.
You know?
In
is
your
the
pants.
Lighting all right?
Yeah.
Get this side. This is my better side. I've got a classic profile.
Yeah. Be like, do you know what you should do? Get all of freshman year around when you're getting a delivery and be like, look, mate, we can't afford a photo shoot. So we're going to stand in with this parcel.
Yeah. If you need a passport photo, you're selling your house or something.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to take the phone. You just run around the house and he keeps trying to snap you. And then you're like, cool, can you send them all over? Put them on right move.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's good, DPD.
Sell in a minute.
Am I right in thinking you...
Yeah, very
they're
good,
not, they're not top of your list? They're not top of your list,
I don't know. Well,
DPD.
They might be now. I'd say they are now. I think I had so many from Every and they were always fine. But DPD, as Jay Sakura said, it's the window. It's the window.
It is the window. It's
give
all
me
about
the, window.
The window. Okay, so that's good. Right. So,
moving on.
Snare drum. So, what snare have you put the mesh head
Which
on?
Which one have I sacrificed? Well, I've sacrificed the my first and for a while only snare, the Black Panther. Just because I prefer the other one at the moment.
Yeah.
And also there isn't loads of gigs coming up, you know.
Yeah. That's a dry, barren winter.
We're getting into January. Yeah. So I was like,
okay, I'm going to have quick fire questions. These are going to be quick fire.
Yeah, quick.
So have you still just got the same reso on the snare?
Yep.
And you keep the snare wires on?
Yep.
Cool. Okay. Toms.
Yeah.
Have you kept the resos on?
Yep.
What are the resos? Do you know?
Ooh, I think it was just whatever Natal.
Just a standard Natal stock, standard one ply, single ply.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Here's a question.
Yeah, go on.
Would it be possible, if you wanted to play full kit, to just turn the toms over? If you put, like, G2s on the bottom of the toms.
It's not a bad idea. Should we have a little hit? Hold on. I haven't seen how it sounds without... whoa, hello. I mean, that's still, yeah, you probably could. It's quite a good idea. I mean, you'd struggle with the low tom, but...
Is the low tom, how, is it on legs?
Yeah, but...
Might be possible.
Might be possible. I've never turned
I'm
a low
tom. I'm just thinking that as a quick... if because, you know, I've got G2s on the bottom of my toms.
Yeah.
So they are batter heads. I just thought with the toms, you can just flip them around.
Not a bad idea, actually.
And see how it sounds. Like, how does the mesh, you know, is yeah. Does the bottom reso skin have any effect on the mesh head, or is it essentially irrelevant?
Yeah.
But then if you just flip it around, maybe it's not gig worthy to have a reso, you know, a batter on the bottom and then the mesh on the top.
Yeah.
If you flip it over to have the mesh head as a reso, might sound awful. Don't know. That's well, but what I'd like time, you to try, George.
I will. And at the same time, it doesn't matter if it sounds awful. It's just, I'm not gigging this kit, you know, this kit stays in here. I mean, it's not my kit, it's Pat's kit.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. So let's talk cymbals then. Let's talk about cymbals.
Yeah.
How are they to play?
Do you know what? They're, apart from the high, I think it's just the sound of the hi-hat that sounds different. And I think getting used to, like, what I was trying to get used to yesterday, I was practicing a groove, was the snare is quieter than the hi-hats, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like I really had to learn to play the hi-hat quieter than I was playing the snare. Otherwise, it was all getting lost. But they're fine. They feel like cymbals. I mean, the crash is just like, you know, that feels like a crash. And the ride has the same sort of feel of a ride. And the hi-hats feel like a hi-hat, you know. But it is the only thing, yeah, I've struggled with is like, yeah, the drums feel a lot quieter than the cymbals.
Yeah.
So you really have to like hold back on the cymbals. But that isn't too much of an issue. And, you know, it's, yeah, it's, but I think it's perfect for practicing. It really is.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you know, it's my way of thinking. If I can sound good on this, then when it comes to a real kit, it'll be okay. Do you know what I mean? I mean, control what you can control. But sadly, you know, not playing my real kit practice-wise.
Something, but you got the thing set up.
Yeah.
There's definitely feels more real than an electric.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just nice that this is any time now. Do you know what I mean? Because before I was like, right, wait till 5. And now I'm like...
Here's a question we've asked before while discussing silent cymbals.
Yeah.
Do you think you could gig with those cymbals?
I don't know. I think the hi-hats, you probably could, because they really feel like hi-hats. And maybe the ride, probably not the crash. The crash doesn't crash like a crash, you know? But I think the hi-hats, I see what Jay Sikora was on about. I mean, even though he had Zildjian ones, which were, I think they're the best ones.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can get, they do sound like a hi-hat, you know. But I think what would be funny is when I go back to real cymbals, maybe I'll be so used to this and then
you'll be like Christ, they are loud.
Yeah, because literally you can, yesterday you can put a song on your iPhone or whatever, just play it out of the iPhone speaker and play along. Do you know what I mean? It's that quiet.
So
I mean, the snare alone, I tried to do like a before and after, so I hit the snare with my actual snare skin and it was like, there's a snare, and then I hit this and I was just like, oh, it is, you know, it is a mesh head.
Do you get much of snare sound? Do you get much?
Not really, like, no. I think that was part of the problem. But I might experiment today. I might tighten it up a bit more and see if I can change it a bit, because it was, yeah.
So do you get much give with even just tuning the top head? Do you get much, like, does that make much of a difference? The tension you can put on?
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like a snare. The only thing that I'm going to struggle with, I think, is, you know, I'm trying to...
Playing the drums.
Is I'm trying more and more to rim shot all the time. And it's like, you feel like you can't really practice rim shots on this because you can't tell as much if you're doing a rim shot. But yeah, generally, it's all pretty good.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Speaking of other kits and stuff, I don't know where we were going to go with the chat, but I'm definitely, I know we were saying start to look into where to buy kits and stuff like that. Yep. I am definitely in the market for a smaller kit. I want to get a gigging kit. I don't want to carry my big bass drum.
The behemoth.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, for like functions and stuff, it's just, what's the point? What is the point of lugging that around? Do you know what I mean? Because when it's it gets mic'd up anyway. And I saw someone post about it the other day, and they were like, oh, this is my gig kit, and it packs away in 3 bags, and I can do it in 1 trip from the car. And I was like, fuck it, that's the dream, you know? And it didn't even look that small. So I think that's definitely next on my list. And then just how I have a wedding kit, and it just, I can get it in the boot, you know?
Yeah,
and
then
that's it, rather than...
What sort of sizes are you looking
at? I don't know. I mean, even what I've got here, what I'm playing on here, works. You know what I mean?
18 kick, is it 18 kick?
Yeah. I don't want it to be too ridiculous. Sometimes you see someone and it's just like...
Yeah, you get those little ones where the kick drum is like...
It's like...
The size of a rack tom,
and
the legs are
I don't want that. Something like this, because it's like... Kick's mic'd anyway. You don't need a fucking whatever I've got, 26x1000 kick drum, you know. But that's next on my list. So I think we do need to have chat about where do you buy kits, you know? Facebook Marketplace, you know?
Yeah.
They're always on there. And so you can get some good shit. You know what I mean?
But
we'll save that for another day. You got anything else?
Yes. A couple of things, if you will.
Entertain you.
Yes, that's the phrase. One is, so I mentioned at the end of last episode, I did a freshman year gig. And in the lead up to the gig, the agency got in touch with me and said, the guy who's booked you wants to know if he could play your drums.
Yeah.
And not long before, I'd written a very good reply to another request, basically saying no, and I sent that same reply back, and he wanted to play No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age. So I said no, it was fine, and then they asked us to play that song as a special request. Anyway, so first of all I was like, oh, it's quite fiddly, but whatever, I'll learn it. But anyway, so we did the gig, and it was a joint 40th. They were dressed as, they'd all dressed up as sort of like punk rockers, you know. Worked really well, like we were the right band for the thing, and you know, it was a very good gig. But we were chatting when we got there to the guy, and he just was chatting to Neil, and he did sort of, they were talking about the evening and blah blah blah, and he kind of did just drop in, oh yeah, I did ask if I could play the drums.
Yeah.
And Neil, knowing that, just swept over that comment.
Yeah,
or just, you know. But anyway, so when it came round to the party, because the good thing about doing functions or like that or parties is people don't arrive till after you've set up.
Yeah.
So you're setting up and sound checking in an empty room.
Yeah, it's true.
Rather
than
like a wedding where they're all having dinner.
Yeah.
And you're like, excuse me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they all turn up and he's dressed, you know, with fake sleeve tattoos and they're all dressed like punky, you know.
Yeah.
And in the one of the belt sleeves on his jeans was a pair of drumsticks.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, part of the costume or opportunist?
Yeah.
Like, are you wishfully thinking, oh, well, maybe later he'll let me. Or maybe I'll, you know. And then, love, he was a nice guy, friend of a friend, actually, turns out. But he spent most of the gig enjoying it.
Yeah.
But stood pretty much in front of me, air drumming.
With the sticks?
That's one point, yeah. Yeah. A lot of it without the sticks. But just basically stood in front of me, just air drumming.
Yeah.
And it's like, great, you're having a good time.
Yeah.
But it's like, I really think you're hoping,
yeah,
that I'll go, come on,
yeah,
come and play. Yeah. Come. And I'm there just, nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
And I just think, let it go, mate.
Yeah.
Let it go. But if you're just doing it because you're having fun.
Yeah.
But I don't think the sticks are part of the costume.
No. No, definitely.
I really
not.
Don't think they were. But anyway, it was a good gig.
Yeah.
It was good fun.
Oh, bless
you. Oh, but this was the other thing. No one told us it was 11 o'clock curfew.
Oh, wow.
No one told us. We midnight. We said to the guy when we arrived, the guy who booked us, you know, midnight finish. He was like, yeah. So we pushed our set a bit later because people only arrived at like 8. So we went, did 9 till 10. And we're like, I will do half 10 to half 11. And we got like 6 songs into the second set. And then the guy from the venue came over and was like, one more song, yeah? We're like, what? He's like, yeah, all music has to be off at 11. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There were so many bangers coming up in that last 40 minutes.
That. Yeah.
And it's that weird thing. It's that thing you're in that position. Like, what do we do? Like, we don't want to piss off the venue. Like, if it's got to stop, it's got to stop. But also, well, they've paid for us to do 2 hours. Yeah. And we've only done an hour and 20.
Yeah.
But it worked all right. We just did like skipped a few and went to sort of some big ones at the end. And the venue let us do an extra 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know. And then the guy's birthday was like, oh, can you just put some music on? And we were like, yeah. And then the venue were like, can you turn it off? We're like, yeah. So all in all, early finish. That was good.
Nice.
But yeah, that was funny.
It's a funny one. I'll just say with my band, when everything's running late and we go, oh well, let's just play our first set and then we'll cut some songs from the second set, and I'm like, no, let's not do that, let's cut them all from the first set because I hate the first set, and then we'll do the bangers, you know what I mean? It's like, we'll just play the first 17, which are all like Mumford and Sons and, you know, Johnny Cash.
But just a lesson to people, if you're booking a band, if you're organising an event, check what the fucking restrictions are, because it's that thing. Wasn't our fault.
No.
And we did ask him when we arrived, midnight, and he went, yeah.
Well, that's weird. But
I don't think he knew.
No.
So I don't know what went. Just a lack of communication.
Yeah.
And thankfully it didn't put too much of a sour note on it. But, you know, we did play another sort of 5 or 6 songs, so it was okay. Nice. But other than that, I did a cheeky little scratch band military Christmas party the other night. Easy. Yeah. But I think to finish, I don't know if there's anything else you've got.
Hang
to,
on, what about DVDs in the care home?
That's what I'm getting on to.
Oh, right, okay. Well, yeah, I'm done. Tell me what this is.
Yeah, so I won't go into why, but I went to a care home.
I'm a bit worried at the I won't go into why.
It's fine. Went to a care home to visit someone's nan.
Okay.
Who's recently moved in.
Couldn't you just said that?
I don't know.
All sorts of thoughts.
I like to leave mystery.
Yeah, that was mystery.
You know, we tell a lot of truths, sure. But let's leave a little.
I don't know why. I went to a care home.
And I'm just sort of, you know, there's a lot of dementia kicking around. No one knows who I am.
Is that
I'm just looking after the dog.
The episode title. Yeah, yeah.
But I was just looking around. You know, it's they're very odd places, and I'm just sort of sat there, really, just looking around.
Yeah.
And I spot the DVD rack.
Right.
It's like a DVD, you know, a collection of DVDs. And it's quite far across the room, but I'm just having a look. And it just fascinated me, some of the... I've made a list.
Yeah.
And bearing in mind, like, you know, all elderly, all pretty much with dementia.
Yeah. Was it a dementia care home?
I don't know. It's quite a small care home. I think maybe it is. Yeah. You know, in just in the room, there's just an old lady. It's like going in Derek.
Oh, it is.
It's just an old woman just asleep on a chair.
Yeah. And it's, do you know what's worrying? Because I've worked in old people's care homes, and you look at some of them, you go, I think she's dead. And then they sort of, you know, Jolie, wake up, you know, and then you sort of shake her. What? You know, oh, she's not dead. It's okay. False alarm. Yeah.
But I just had a look and I just thought, obviously these DVDs have been donated, you know.
Yeah.
But I just had visions because I'll just go through some of them I saw and I thought it was quite interesting for, you know, a bunch of sort of 80, 90 year olds with dementia to watch. Taken.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Breaking Bad box set.
Yep.
Snatch.
Yep.
Karate Kid.
Bloody hell.
Hannibal.
There's a theme. Yeah.
I Am Legend.
Yeah.
And the one that I like the best, Blade. I can just imagine them all sat around. That's... Janine.
Yeah.
What do you want on? Blade.
Yeah, yeah.
And just watching Wesley Snipes just going mental in a club, pouring with blood through the sprinklers, just slashing up vampires.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this bit. You know, that's what was brilliant. Yeah. Good film, though. Good film. They're good films.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, yeah, good films. And they've got their... You know, not to be insensitive, they've got the beauty of, well, they watch them, and then the next time they watch them, it's like the first time.
This is it. They can watch it literally the same day, and yeah. Oh, I've never
just
seen it this.
Play again.
Yeah,
yeah. And I wish I could watch The Prestige for the first time again.
Yeah,
because that was brilliant.
Shall I end with my dementia care home joke?
Let's do it.
So there's a comedian, and he's doing a set at a care home for people with dementia. And he walks on stage. He's booked to do an hour. He's like, fucking hell, I've got to do an hour in front of these, you know, old people. Let's just get through it. So he walks on stage, does the first joke, and everyone's laughing. All the old people are pissing themselves. And he's like, I've got an idea. So then waits for the applause to die down. He just tells the same joke again. He's like, brilliant. Same applause, same laughter. And then for an hour, he just keeps retelling the same joke. Every time it's the same, every time it's the same laughter and applause. And after an hour, he just, you know, ends. But the whole time, there'd been one old guy at the back who was sort of just sat there, arms folded, watching him, not laughing. And he was like, okay, you know. And he was like, fuck, I don't think I fooled that guy. And so at the end of the gig, this old guy comes up to him and goes, I've got a question for you, mate. And he's like, fuck, you know, been rumbled here. And he goes, how do you remember all that? It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Drum and Drummer. You can find us on Instagram at Drum and Drummer Podcast. And you can send us an email to drumanddrummerpod@gmail.com. Remember, just pick up the sticks and twat it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.